Guy, I'm really excited to hear from our man, TC.
Hey, TC.
916-909-1320. TC, what you thinking, dog?
Hey. Hey, tell him Mike the Dean. Tell him Mike the Dean now. Hey.
Yes, sir.
Hey, listen, man. Hey, y'all know I'm fired up. Jesse, hey, Jesse put in my A. Hey, when I called, Jesse said, man, you put the pressure on Malik. I said, you know what? I didn't want to pressure him, bro. I just was saying we got to make a move, whether we bring him back or not. But, hey, you know what, Malik? I love you, bro. When I get home tonight, man, I got to go throw on my City Edition, man. For sure, for sure.
There you go.
Yeah. Straight up.
There you go. Because TC actually has a jersey. He doesn't talk about just.
I'm getting the jersey signed. I'm going to get the jerseys. Okay. Don't do that. Don't do that. You know. But I got a whole nother. We'll talk about it. I got a whole nother issue now.
Uh-oh. Got to get that Steph Curry jersey first.
Stop it. Will you stop?
And can you afford jerseys and that T-shirt? Never mind.
Oh, see,
go ahead,
come
TC.
Come on, man. This guy, man.
Go ahead, TC.
Hey, D-Lo, stay on his head. Hey, before I get started. Both y'all look nice today, bro. I like that cardigan, and I like that shirt. I like them light colors, dog.
The cardigan fire, bro. Today. I'm telling you that for sure.
Nah, for sure. Hey, but look, Casey, I'm with you, though. Hey, let's stop trying to sell Levine and Kuzma as Kings fans, bro, like so low. We get those dudes, bro, either one of them. Those are certified bucket getters. Now we got Malik back. You got Fox, Malik, and whoever you want to throw at the three, either it's Levine or Kuzma. I'm with you, Kenny. Keep kicking out the stretch four and Domas. Who's stopping that five, bro? When you got Keon and Davion, say if you're not giving up Davion in the deal, right? Mm-hmm. You got Keon and Davion coming off the bench with Trey Lyles, and we'll fill in the rest. But we're talking about the starting five right now, bro. That's a nasty starting five, dog. Mm-hmm.
It's a good call, TC. I'm happy to. I was excited to hear TC today. If he's here, he's here. If he's not, he's not. We got moves to make. Well, I definitely thought of TC last night when that deal got done. So TC put the pressure on him.
Absolutely. Appreciate you, TC, for putting the pressure on him, man.
Yeah, get it done, man.
You know what I mean? You got to do what you got to
put the pressure on Kyle now and get Brandon Ayuk signed.
Well, I mean, Brandon, come on, man.
Brandon needs to stop doing podcasts or FaceTime calls.
That's what I'm saying. I'm about to say the same thing. Like, yo, let's be in good faith here. What we're doing here. Let's not negotiate through the media.
You a little in your feelings right now. Off. You're listening to D-Lo and KC on KIFM. West Sacramento, 98.5 FM. Carrick's QHD2 Sacramento. ESPN 1320. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Live on 1320 TV as well. Twitch, YouTube. Twitter is jumping. Shout out to the nearly 3,000 people watching live. We appreciate you so much. Jump into the Matthews Mattress chatty house here, where Matthews Mattress has an Independence Day sale going on right now, where you can get no interest with 48 months special financing with zero interest, no money down on approved credit with equal monthly payments required. No matter what your favorite bed winds up being, whether it's Beautyrest Black, whether it's Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, Stearns, and Foster, whatever it is, Matthews Mattress is going to take care of you. And they'll beat any advertised price by 10%. Yes. Don't forget that. Go to MatthewsMattress.com, find the location nearest you. You find an advertised price, better, take it to them. They'll beat it. That's what they do.
Sure, and don't forget, if you buy by five, you can be sleep in that bed by 9 with free same-day delivery.
Oh, that's important. Yeah. The most important part. Tell them you're from the chatty house.
That's what you got to do.
Tell them you're from the chatty house.
In the chatty house. Yeah. D-Lo and KC sent us.
Yeah, don't.
They're going to be like, okay.
Well, I don't know that's exactly how they're going to react, but definitely.
They won't treat you like you said you're KC in L.A. Just know that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Well, they're not going to treat you like the guy who treated me. He was like, yeah, all right. They ain't going to do that. They're going to be like, okay, chatty house, D-Lo and KC, all right.
Instead of, all right, pal. Enjoy the game. Let's get Biggie in here, 916-909-1320. Biggie, what's going on, baby?
Happy Malik Monk Day, dude.
Yes, sir.
Talk about it.
Yes, indeed.
Yo, Jesse told me someone was on the line ahead of me, but I didn't know it was TC. I was like, should I hang up? Like,
nah, man, you good, man. It's all the greats are in here today, man.
I don't know about that, but I just got to say I'm all in on Kyle Kuzma. Like, I don't know what the trade's looking like, but if you get a starting five of Fox, Keon, Keegan, Kuzma, whether they're three or four, I'm not sure, and Sabonis, like, that's nasty, like TC was saying. I think they could do something in the playoffs with that. What you fellas think about it?
No, I love it. That's the move, and we're not the only ones who think that. We'll tell you who else does. I think we got Leezy there, right? 916-909-1320. Leezy Scorsese, what up, baby?
Yo, D-Lo and KC, happy Malik Monday. What's popping with it?
What's up, H-A-L? Happy Malik Monday, baby.
That's right. Hey, I can't wait to the grand opening to Club Malik. I'm going to be there. My camera's going down for real.
Hey, Malik's is going up, bro. Yeah, I can't wait. Malik's is going up.
You got to wear T-shirts that cost at least $8.50 to get in.
Well, I guess I can't get in.
No. Go to the website.
Yeah. Hey, that's what's up. But, yeah, I'm glad the Kings got Malik, whether he comes off the bench or starts or whatever. It kind of depends on this whole LaVine deal. But my biggest thing is, like, do you guys see the Kings upgrading, like, the wing position? Like, even if you get LaVine, which would be great, you still got to upgrade at the wing. This is kind of a name that's kind of gone away. I know it's not as popular. But what do you think about maybe getting, like, a guy like maybe Obi Toppin or even Miles Bridges? Do you think Kings kick the tires on either one of them, or would they be too pricey?
Just for those who missed it, he said Miles.
Mm.
He didn't say Mikal. He said Miles.
I mean, look.
Now, Miles, I think, is a signing.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. That could play a little bit of a factor into this, but
I'm gonna. We just got to be real with it, and be fair to the situation. The guys, he's in the NBA. Like, it's fair to have a conversation. He's in the NBA and say, hey, would you sign this guy? It could be, you know, nah, man, I'm good. All right, cool. But he's in the league. He's a player. He played this whole year. He's potentially, or he is, a free agent. It's okay to have the conversation.
But you're not in on the idea. I just noticed, I just noticed securing the monk changed his name to securing an
HB.
Oh, no, trade.
Wait a minute. Don't.
He hasn't really missed either with his name. Like, everything has happened. So
well, his first one.
All right. Well, come on, everyone. Oh, like,
that might have been the biggest miss.
His name was Securing the Bagley.
Yeah, that was a big miss.
Then I think we went with Securing the Beam, and then we got Securing the Monk.
Yeah.
And now he's changed his name to Securing HB Trade.
Hey, we might have looked.
Man.
Well, look here. Hey, we might have to just forget about that if we did what we had to do to sign Malik.
Just let it ride?
I mean, well, if that's what they wanted. Right, okay.
Game is the game.
If that's what they wanted, then all right, we'll see you next year, HB.
Well,
you here.
My man.
HB didn't want to move.
Can we get a securing to Kuzma?
Yeah,
then?
Well, why, like, we got to secure getting somebody out of here? Yeah,
no, if we're going to do this, it's like securing to Mikal Bridges or something.
He said securing the HB trade.
That's tough.
So this was sparked. Like, I Obi Toppin is a restricted free agent. I don't think he's leaving. I don't want to ignore what Leezy was talking about or I don't like this name. Securing HB trade pointed out.
I don't like it either.
He's a restricted free agent, but I think Indiana is very, very, very intent on keeping him. I'm certainly not connected. I have no idea. I feel like he was a good fit there. He's a big part of what they do. I don't think he's leaving.
I don't think he is either, but now you also, with that situation and them getting Pascal Siakam and seeing Tyrese on the horizon, you got to worry about what they want to do financially as an organization. They just signed Miles Turner as well. So are you willing to venture into the tax? I don't know if that even puts him in.
You got
tax.
To. I'm yeah, no, there. That's how I got the Obi stuff. Giving him, I think, like the mid-level area, they're right underneath it.
That's good.
But they are, this is their team. And committing to Obi also, like, to solidify, this is our squad, this is who we believe can get us in the, you know, can at least get us in the ring with the Boston Celtics.
Right.
You know,
right.
You know, time will tell if we're able to, you know, give them the old Tank Davis, you know, 1-2, but right. we'll at least be in the ring.
I'm with you, though. You got to do it. Just like,
yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's the
absolutely.
Same thing I feel with, like, the Kings. Not, you know, hey, you got a little situation here with Fox, Sabonis, the potential of Keegan Murray, a guy like Malik Monk. Yes, they all need to be signed. And then if you want to help those guys get to the next level, you're going to have to go find a Kuzma or Brandon Ingram or something like that, and it's going to put you in the tax.
Mm-hmm.
You got to pay. Like I said, you ain't got to pay it forever. You know what I mean? Maybe it's something that, all right, let's see what this team could do for 2 or 3 years. I'm willing to do that because I'm going to have some money coming in with the TV deal, with expansion, with playoff sales and all this other stuff. So I can make a lot of, if I'm Uncle V, I can make a lot of money and still shell out this luxury tax for a couple years, but they're going to have to show me a little something after a little while, and that's perfectly fair too. So, but yeah, I like Obi. I'm with you. I don't think he leaves.
Yeah.
What was the other name they
said? I cut you off. You're not interested. You'll have the Miles Bridges conversation, but you'll move on from it.
Yeah. I'll have the conversation. I'm not there. I'm not really ready to go there.
Perfectly
fine. The other thing about that too, though, is, if you're a front office exec, if you're Monty McNair or Wes Wilcox, and you're saying, hey, let's have this discussion, maybe you get to the point where let's talk to Miles. Like, I want to have a conversation with him.
Yeah.
Maybe that happens.
And you're right. I think there's also, with a player like that, I think it's, if the organization is doing this right,
mm-hmm.
it's not just Monty and Wes.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hey, you know, excuse us maybe for mentioning some names. Let's get Kendra in here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because Kendra, you know, has to. Build.
We're going to need her to.
Well, Kendra builds, like, can we have, you know, women's night? Mm-hmm. You know, can we have some of these things that, like, she's in charge of
mm-hmm.
with him on our roster? Let's get Kendra in here. Let's get some of our other, you know, female department heads in here. Let's have an honest organizational conversation before we get to the Miles, before where you were going is mm-hmm. maybe we sit down and say, let's get this conversation done first.
Right.
Before we think about approaching that conversation.
No, facts. And me personally, when we're having that inner office conversation, it's just not, I don't know if it's ever worth it, but I can just say right now, it's not worth it.
I don't think it is either. I don't think it is either, because there's no matter how you rationalize it, a lot of people will not feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
But
in that same Zach LaVine article by Jake Fisher, he also talks about Bridges later on, says that the Kings did inquire about him at the trade deadline.
Miles.
Yeah, Miles.
I'm okay with that. Like, I don't have a problem with it. I just hope that you do right by your organization. If you're honestly having these discussions, I just hope you do right by all of the people in your organization, and you at least, again, you're not going to be able to make everybody happy.
Mm-hmm.
Which is probably the ultimate downside to this. Yeah. There could be people like, oh, I don't like Zach LaVine.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't say the same things about Zach LaVine that you say about Miles Bridges. Yeah. And that's the difference.
And the reality of the situation is, like, this is professional sports. Maybe it's one of the reasons why, like, I couldn't be a GM, because I'd let, like, in a situation like this, like, man, I just can't. I can't pull the trigger on that one, man. But some people are like, look, it's my job on the line. Like, we have to win. It's just what it is. We have to win. And if this guy can help us win, and there are people who will say, okay, I'll look past that, or I'll make the phone call, you know, because we have to win. And that's what happens in professional mm-hmm. sports. Like, that's just what happens. So I don't ever want to I try not to, at least, like, look down. Like, if I'm just throwing out a team, the Atlanta Hawks, and they'd sign Miles. How could you do that? Like, hey, man. It's professional sport. I may not always agree, but I understand the game that they're playing right now. So that's the Kings calling and inquiring about that. That's, once again, it's professional sports, man. There's jobs on the line. There's things that you just got to do sometimes.
A couple of things, only because I don't think we've really addressed this before. So let's do that. Our man Patrick, and that is 1,000% our man, messages in the Matthews Mattress Chatty House. Terrence Davis was on the roster. The team had Artest at one point as well. It's funny you didn't even bring up Darren Collison, who was probably the most egregious of all of those. But Patrick and anyone else who brings up Terrence Davis, I would bet you that T-shirt that Kenny is wearing.
What?
You don't know the situation with Terrence Davis.
Mm.
I know what's reported.
Mm-hmm.
KC knows the situation.
Mm-hmm.
I know the situation. We've it's been shared with us in great detail.
Yeah.
It's not Miles Bridges, dude. Mm-hmm. It's not. Mm-hmm. It's not even remotely the same. Mm-hmm. And the fact that that label is on him, again, given what we know, that's tough.
Yeah.
Because they are not the same things.
Yeah.
I don't really remember the Ron. I remember something vaguely. I remember something at his house in Loomis.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say that I remember that one very well. But again, Patrick, you didn't even bring up Darren Collison. Right. If you're going to bring it up, bring up Darren Collison.
And Patrick,
that happened in the Kings uniform.
Yeah. And Patrick, I hate to, I'm not trying to disrespect Patrick or anybody.
No, I know. A lot of people have asked that. Patrick was just the most recent one.
I'm not trying to tell you guys Santa Claus ain't real, but.
Because that'd be insane.
Professional sports, like. What was the line? Was more football, but they were like, if Hannibal Lecter could get the quarterback,
yeah, Amy Trask. If Hannibal Lecter could get to the quarterback, GMs would convince themselves he had an eating disorder.
Right. It's professional,
and you're 100% right. It is far more prevalent in football.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Jerry Jones.
Well, about to say
that was not a cue.
He got knocked out again. I think the other day,
Jerry Jones got knocked out.
No, Greg Hardy.
Oh. Like, man.
I don't get into the ring.
Okay,
I'm just happy Steelo for
KC,
Malik Monk Day.
Brought to you by...
I'm just really excited to see what the Kings are going to be able to do with Malik Monk because I want them to win so bad.
Steelo and Casey on ESPN 1320. You can't tell the Chatty House anything.
What they do?
Well, I told him during the commercial break I had gotten approval on a PSA that Leezy and I shot for the city of Sacramento.
Okay.
So I was like, hey.
Okay.
No, wait a minute.
This dude literally is like for the representing the city around the world at this point. Is it his?
Mr. Worldwide.
He didn't even tell his boy.
Damn.
No, I did tell you. I told you because Leezy was out with you the night before. I said he got up with me.
It was a little secretive. He's like, yeah, I got to do a little something with, D-Lo. I didn't know what it was. I didn't know he's out here representing the city of Sacramento to the whole world.
You didn't have level 8 access.
Jeez, G14.
No, just let me know when you two are finished.
G14 classification.
All right, go ahead.
No, it's good. It's fine. You guys will find it even funnier when you find out how I got to be a part of this.
Talk to the president or something?
Well, no, I'm way more important than that.
Don't forget your voice of the Valkyries coming up.
No, that's not true. That's not true. Well, now it doesn't even matter. Now the jokes are all about me. No, I was trying to get a joke off about the Chatty House, and then it said, hey, I need your help with the PSA. Brian Crew says, PSA, don't let your friends have unsalted eggs.
Oh,
but no, you've turned this on me.
That's how we do that. That's how you do that. That's right fine. There. You take the heat off of you, and you push it off to someone else.
Unsalted eggs.
I still stand
that
by one, my tag yesterday,
that one,
too.
That one did numbers.
It did.
Bro, I told Jesse I was getting texts from all over the region about that clip. I got a text from a certain radio host in a suburb of Sacramento. I was like, yo, what is going on over at your building?
Unsalted eggs, they're provocative. They get the people going.
Apparently. Boy, man, it's been a wild week of social media videos.
Oh, man.
Goodness gracious.
If you were going to say something before, I don't want to step on it.
No, you're
but
fine.
Before, or, in the last segment, you talked about, I think it's important that we talk about Malik Monk's journey.
That's right.
And I agree with you.
Yeah.
Because it is it's a hell of a journey.
Yeah, drafted by Charlotte, who...
And before you get there, we talked about it a number of different times. I was a huge Malik Monk fan of Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
I said... This dude is like the old school dudes I used to love in the 90s and early 2000s. Like I said, he's next. He's next. I thought he was, I don't even know what to compare him to. Like, I thought he was going to be like John Morant, like that level of score. And he still may end up, I don't know. But coming out of college, coming out of Kentucky, the way John Morant came onto the scene, I thought that's what Malik Monk was going to be. So that's just the preference. Like, coming out of college, that's what people thought about him. And then
and that's what you wanted in Sacramento when the Kings had those picks. And obviously De'Aaron was the guy at the top of that draft. And, they were there with the opportunity to get Malik. Obviously they went in a different direction. But Malik winds up in Charlotte, and it's often lost. Like, Charlotte is as big of a mess as Sacramento has been. Like, Charlotte remarried the same coach twice. What?
And got the same result. Actually,
the
got worse.
Same result.
I think he made the playoffs the first time.
Man, and it was, you know, Charlotte wasn't a good organization. It wasn't a functional organization. And it was a situation where, you know, Malik did, you know, played out his rookie contract and then it was kind of off. Mm-hmm. And he winds up in L.A. Playing on a big time team. Had a decent role there. Made NBA terms nothing, mm-hmm. and played so well, the Lakers couldn't afford him. Mm. Comes out after that and lands in Sacramento, and outplays his contract almost immediately. Plays so well that the thought is immediately, "Hey, what happens when Malik Monk's contract expires? When can we re-sign him? Can we re-sign him before the season's over? Like, how's this going to work?" Then everybody became familiar with early bird rights and bird rights and all of these different, you know, contract terms that did apply to Malik Monk or didn't apply to Malik Monk. And it's such an incredible story to me because we're used to, and a lot of this is the media for sure, but we're used to like Tatums. We're used to guys being drafted, you know, at the top of the draft and getting a ton of attention and getting the big push, mm-hmm. as they say in wrestling. You know, you get the big push, and you rarely have the Kofi Kingston guy or the Daniel Bryan guy, the guy who's really good, but hasn't been afforded the opportunities that the other guys have had. A guy who's really good, but is in a constant state of like having to prove themselves. And Malik has been in a constant state of having to prove himself up until yesterday. Mm-hmm. And he agrees to sign that contract for 4 years, $78 million, which he still maintains complete control over. Because we are witnessing with Malik what we talked about for months. Stay in Sacramento. Are we biased? Yeah, absolutely. We wanted this moment right now as much as Malik Monk did.
Yeah.
But in 3 years, when he opts out of that deal and can sign a longer contract with Sacramento for greater money because of the way he's playing, mm-hmm. that's the moment right there. Mm-hmm. And that's going to make him one of the incredible stories in basketball. It gets glossed over because he's been good now for a really long time. Pascal Siakam. Like, I know we joked about the, you know, the contract was done. We all knew what time it was, all that different. What Siakam did to get to that point that he got to earlier this week is incredible. Yeah. Those stories need to be told just as much as, you know, we like to, these guys spend, you know, hours a day questioning whether Jason Tatum is really good or not. Mm. Is he good? Is he bad? Does he just copy everybody else? Is he tough enough? Is he this? Is he that? Yo, tell the story about Pascal Siakam and where he's at now. Mm-hmm. Tell the story where he started to where he got to. Mm-hmm. Tell the story of Malik Monk. Tell the story where he started with Charlotte and how he got here to this point. He played on your beloved Los Angeles Lakers and played so well they couldn't re-sign him. Mm-hmm. Came here to Sacramento, made a difference, mm-hmm. a massive, massive difference, and agrees to sign that contract and now just has maybe for the first time in his career, full control over his NBA future. Yeah. Now, I'm not talking about like trades, like we know, like all of that stuff. That's true with every player. Mm-hmm. But Malik playing the way that he's capable of, Malik playing the way that we know that he can, Malik meaning what he means to this Kings team, there's no trade conversations happening around Malik Monk. The thought of signing Malik Monk in 3 years is already in Monty McNair's head.
Absolutely.
Because you're calculating dollars for De'Aaron, you're calculating dollars for Keegan and Domas and these guys because you believe this is our squad. Mm-hmm. This is the, go old school here, the core of the group that's going to get us where we want to go.
100%. You talk about those players. I was thinking about Fred VanVleet as well, his journey.
It's a great one. You know, it's a great one.
What he was able to secure. And Once again, we've talked about it. I just mentioned it as well. Me personally, I was just a really, really big fan of Malik Monk's game coming out of college, and was really, I believed in what he could be in this league and as a basketball player. And he had some hard times, and it's referenced, but it's not brought up a lot. And I'll bring about it because I think it's important, you know, for his journey. He had a drug suspension. You know, we kind of talk about it. We talk around it or whatever out of respect to him, you know, because that was, I'm sure, a tough
part
time
of the story.
Him. But he had a drug suspension, and everything that people like myself thought he could be in this league, and I'm sure himself, what he thought he could be in this league, was on the brink. Like, it was almost all gone. And for him to get up off the mat and, you know, get back focused on the game and on his career and on him as an individual and play the way he played in Los Angeles, and then to come to Sacramento and play the way he's played, and now, like you've mentioned, to be in control of your career again. You know, I'm sure it was a bit of a long road to get to this point, but he did it, and I'm very, very happy for him. Very, very happy for him. And I was happy for him before he signed with the Kings, right? Like, to get to the point he was at yesterday, where he had these options and he could, you know, do all this other stuff. Just salute to him, man, for getting off the mat, continuing to believe in himself. We talk about this word a lot, having the discipline to change course a little bit. And I'm really, really happy for him. And one other thing I'll say on a maybe a personal or selfish level, as somebody from Sacramento, Malik Monk signing that 4-year, $78 million deal. I don't, you could tell me if I'm being a little too dramatic or whatever. We will never forget this. Here in this city, we will never forget.
No.
We will never forget, like, and I mean that in the best way possible.
We did it!
What they gonna say now? Hey, is Malik Monk leaving Sacramento? I guess we'll never know.
So we just want to be funny today. I've been nice.
What are you talking about? You turned on me when I said I ate the chocolate donut, and then you got all funny.
See,
funny.
Well,
when
you call that
Sacramento.
Turning on you. I call that having my friend Kenny's back.
Wow. Salute.
Wow.
But
you ain't say nothing. The 4 weeks I left him the chocolate donut. By the way, what's the chocolate donut that you like?
It's just the chocolate donut with some toppings.
Right.
It's all
right.
But no, we will. Bonte Hill uses a term about Bay Area, eats for free. People say goated. Malik Monk in this city will never forget what you did last night and what you did for this city and this fan base. He is goated in this city. He's got home here.
It's not. I don't think it's ridiculous or overstated. Like, we still talk about Chris. Like, how many? That was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
We still talk about Chris resigning here. It was a big deal for this team. It was a massive deal for this city. And, yeah, I don't think this is any different.
Well, look, and with Chris, and tell me if I'm wrong, but Chris was a little different because, sure, he wanted to be in Sacramento. I believe that. But I think the Kings also could give him the most money.
Yeah,
in
right.
That contract.
Yeah, it wasn't so
financially,
identical situation,
right? Financially,
but yeah, there was still fear we were going to lose him.
No, for sure. Flip side, the Kings could not give Malik Monk the most money.
Yeah,
and he still said, "I'm staying," and we ain't never going to forget that. Malik is going to be goated. We halfway, it's a little tongue in cheek, half baked idea, or whatever. But if they really did have Malik's in Sacramento,
oh, that place would be.
Oh my gosh.
Place to be jumping.
Oh my God. Yeah, he needs to talk to us because he really needs to do,
yeah,
like,
could do
he
it.
Could be making some money with Malik's.
Yeah,
we love Malik Monk in Sacramento.
They've been trying to get the 3-7 version of D'Lo and Casey on with clubs for months. We've been holding out for Malik's.
That's it, man.
This is what we've been waiting for. We've been waiting for Malik's. I'd love to know what the other conversations were. I'd love to know what Jeff Schwartz's conversations were with, you know, the likes of Detroit, maybe San Antonio. Orlando, I really feel like is the scenario that we presented. Mm-hmm. No, we really like Malik. He's not number one on our big board. So, like, we can't tell you what we'd pay Malik right now. We can't tell you what a contract offer would look like for Malik right now. Mm-hmm. Because we don't really know what Clay wants to do. And Clay is kind of at the top of our billboard. We're flirting with D'Angelo. We're playing footsie a little bit with D'Angelo Russell. We're not really sure what he's doing yet. But once we get that all straightened out, then we can talk.
Don't forget, Paul George might be out there too.
Well, apparently. So apparently. You know,
We got to talk to him too.
Yeah, but after that, and if you're Malik, like, yo, I can't wait for all of that. Mm-hmm. Because what if Clay does sign there? Mm-hmm. And then someone else signs in Detroit? And then someone else signs in San Antonio.
Right.
Now, of course, he'd still be welcome back here. But if the Kings got the inclination that he was leaving, hey, we got to. TC told us on the radio.
TC let us know.
Hey, shout out to the 3,100 people watching live right now between Twitter and YouTube. That is by far the biggest live number we've ever seen. I don't know what.
And a game wasn't even played.
Shout out to X, whatever it's called. It was cooking.
Yeah. The other thing about Malik that kind of had me a little confident he would say, and maybe it had nothing to do with nothing. I'm just trying to like figure things out. I remember when he first came here, he did an interview that was on like the Kings YouTube page. He did a little, you know, YouTube interview.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just asking him, like, how do you feel about being here? You haven't been here long or whatever, but how do you feel or whatever? And he's like, oh, it was cool. He said, you know, it's not L.A., but I'm not really shout out to Twitch, too, by the way. Thank you.
Shout out Twitch. We really love all 14 of y'all.
He's like, yeah, it's different than L.A., but he's like, I'm not really an L.A. guy. Like, I don't really like the big city. Like, I'm a country boy from Arkansas. I like my space. It doesn't have to be this fast-moving area for me to be comfortable. Like I like to just kind of chill, be at home, have some space and do my thing. And I always remembered that, man. I always felt like Sacramento gives you the best of both worlds when it comes to something like that. Like you can have your space in your room, but you're not in the middle of the country.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? No pun intended. But like you can go to a downtown and be in a city environment, but you don't have to be stuck in a city environment, so to speak. So I always thought that that might be something that plays in the city's favor and in the King's favor, that he's not a guy that's looking for them lights, so to speak.
Yeah, which is funny because he feels like a them lights kind of guy.
Star. Malik is a star.
100%.
Did you see he won the League Fits Award?
Yeah.
Or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that.
The air horns for Malik.
Yeah, that's it.
On Malik Monk Day. Well deserved.
I'm not sure what Malik is happier about. The contract or the League Fits Award. He had it shared on his IG page.
Yeah.
And get him Andy Award.
Absolutely, man.
He'd have won.
He beat SGA.
That's what I mean.
I feel like he's. I mean, SGA be fitted sometimes, but sometimes I just don't understand it.
SGA, you know who I really have grown to like?
Kuzma?
No.
I like Kuzma's fit sometimes.
No, but he's a little different. Is Jeremy Grant?
I don't think I've paid attention to Jeremy Grant.
Jeremy Grant, it's a little. Again, it's different. It's a little. I want to say it's out there. It's different, and I like it. I think this that I have. I was like, well, I probably can't afford what he's wearing, but like I can mimic it.
You can.
I can mimic it, and yeah, a Jeremy Grant inspired outfit is what I'm wearing today. But I like his style.
As I say, Kuzma, I've come up on this league's fit picture.
Well, there you go. That's how Kenny Caraway pulling up to concerts in the park with P-Lo. That's how Kenny Caraway pulling up. Concerts in the park with P-Lo. Pull up on us. Wow.
There's Kuz again. Kuz be doing his thing.
That's old, right? Like, that's not a new get-up, is it? That's old, isn't it?
It says one day ago. I think all these people were in Paris. Oh, there goes Jeremy Grant right there. There goes Jeremy Grant.
Oh, yeah, look at that boy. That's good. He had a, man, he's a Louis Vuitton guy. He had a crazy Louis Vuitton. It was
that Louis bag is crazy.
It looked like a Louis, like, trash bag. It was
so
big.
The one with the holes, this one he has right now. It's like cut out holes. Like, look, if you look close, like, look.
That's I don't think that's the one that I was looking at. I was looking at a different one. But yeah, he can go. But hey, shout out to Malik.
Malik is the king. He is the king of league fits.
And that matters. And you know why it matters? Is because Malik Monk once told me in front of other media members he liked what I had on. That's a shoot. That happened. Matt George, I believe, witnessed it. Of course, all these guys walk around with all these damn cameras in their hand, and no one caught it on film, but it happened.
You goated.
I kind of feel that way.
Absolutely.
We mentioned this a little bit ago. I've actually been scrambling trying to find the exact article. I have the gist of it in our notes, but I said that we aren't the only ones who wanted to see a Kyle Kuzma to Sacramento trade. Mm. ESPN wrote an article about trades we want to see in the coming weeks. Mm. And one of them was Kyle Kuzma to the Sacramento Kings. It was maybe a little bit richer than it needed to be.
Mm-hmm. Well, what they talk about?
Barnes, Herter, and a protected first-round pick. And I'm not...
A future pick, so you get to still have this pick.
Correct. Mm. Correct.
That is a little rich.
It feels like you could, I don't know. I'm not in these conversations. It feels like you could probably get the deal done with one of those players.
Go ahead, do it. Throw Sasha in there. Why?
Well, I'd probably just save Sasha for something else. That's dollar figures.
Mm. So you're saying no additional player, just one of those players in a future pick.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they just traded Alex Caruso for Josh Giddey. They were telling us last year that they were telling us 3 months ago it's going to cost 4 first-round picks to get him, or 3 first-round picks, or whatever stupid ass line they said.
They said what was the story or the rumor that they turned down a top 10 pick?
Yeah,
because they thought they wanted to make the playoffs.
They wanted to make the playoffs.
Which, I mean, People like talk bad about the Bulls management for that. I'm just playoff deprived. I'm not gonna sneeze at that. They wanted to get into the postseason. They wanted to do that. So
did they?
They didn't.
Oh.
They didn't.
There's also like shout out TC, like, be real with yourself.
Well,
yeah, that's true too.
Like, even if you get to the playoffs, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
TC, a legend on this show. You really are just getting to the playoffs for the sake of getting there.
Yeah. Like, just to say that you made the playoffs.
All right.
Well, I mean, do you think that we would sneeze at that here?
But we can build off of that.
Yeah, I think we're in a different situation than Chicago is.
Maybe they thought they could build off of it.
With what?
You got Caruso, you got Kobe White. Maybe you make the deal for LaVine and you can get somebody. Maybe Lonzo comes back. I don't know.
Okay.
Be real with yourself, Chicago Bulls.
It was the wrong move at the end of the day.
Well, this is uncomfortable, but Kamara's on the line.
There's nothing that should be uncomfortable. Well, I'm talking about the chains the guy got on, man. Come on, man, and the bracelets, man. Stop.
Kamara, I sincerely apologize.
I work with children. Ain't that what you say out of town? I work with a bunch of children.
For Kenny's behavior earlier today's show.
He a fan.
Oh, no.
Oh, goodness.
Call me a 69 God. Hey. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Listen, man, it's all good.
Kamara is rich, though. No. He is rich.
He is rich, yeah. You know, we joke about being rich. Kamara actually is rich.
He works out in the shirt I have on right now.
at like 2 in the morning.
Kamara, did we wake you out of your sleep last night when you with the news?
Nah, man, I never sleep.
Yeah, that's good thing. I don't think Kamara actually goes to bed. Because Kamara's up late, and then, like, he's up early, and then when I piece the text messages together, I was like, bro, what are you doing?
Make some money, man. That's what you got to do.
I ain't mad at that.
There it is.
I ain't mad at that. What's going on with you, dog?
So, first of all, great news last night. And, you know, I started texting my people from a certain organization regarding this, you know, the prospects of the Kings landing a big fish, particularly Kuzma.
Bro, we know it's the Magic. Why are you doing that?
No, we knew it's the Wizards. That's his connect.
That's right.
And he said a particular organization about landing
Well,
Kuzma.
Actually, the truth is he got a couple connects.
Yeah, he got a couple connects.
But go ahead. I'll stop interrupting you.
So, yeah, no, it's all good. And so one of the people, he was saying, listen, I'm going to be quite honest. Kuzma is a hot ticket item to a lot of teams. He said a couple teams in the East Coast and a few teams in the West Coast who are mid to competitive teams. And he said, the thing with the Kings is I see the fit, but I'm going to be honest, there is a lot of weighing on competitive offers. And so it's going to come down to just what the bids are. He said, and they're not opposed to keeping him, but there is a high market for Kuzma for the reasons you guys listed, the contract, the fact he won a championship, his versatility in the front court. And there's teams out there who are extremely interested in the idea of adding Kuzma. So I would love to see Kuzma on this team. I really would. I would, but I just want to make sure everybody's aware that Sacramento's not the only one kicking the tires on that particular trade scenario. And I don't know if our assets are enough even to lure Kuzma. It's a competitive market for him.
All right. We're going to dissect that a little bit. Kamar, we appreciate you. That's some good insight right there. Let's come back. We'll come back. We'll talk about what Kamara said about Kyle Kuzma and what this might look like for Sacramento. It's D'Lo and Casey, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. I don't know.
Like, what is
but the whole,
what
all
does that
all,
even
all,
mean?
All the Englewood knew the words to it.
Oh, I know the words to it. Well, like that second verse was whack. The third verse, he bounces back. You go in again. He go in again. But that second verse, that was bar wise, that was beneath Kendrick. That was kind of whack. It was awful.
Okay. All right, that's fine. That's how I feel about all of Family Matters. Hey, run for your life. Hey. is this the Jake Fisher article everyone's talking about? Kings
it's coming back up now.
Kings most likely suitor for Bull Star amid 76ers buzz. Yeah, this is just referencing Jake Fisher. Jake Fisher reported LaVine is merely a backup option. LaVine is a natural fit next to Maxey, blah, 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 blah. Still, the Kings have some interest in buying low if LaVine can be had for little return. All right.
That's an interesting aspect. I'll pause you real quick. That's an interesting aspect.
I didn't say anything.
I think Matt George talked about this in a tweet. He's one of the intriguing parts of acquiring Zach LaVine is, when will you be able to get a player that good for that cheap? Now, you also have to pay his contract and stuff like that, but you're like, you're giving away none of your core players pretty much to acquire a guy that's a multiple-time all-star. I think he's multiple-time all-star. Somebody that good. And I think that's the intriguing part for a guy like myself or maybe for the Kings organization. It's like, man, we can add this talented guy for damn near nothing.
Well, it's not nothing. That's
asset-wise. You got to pay the contract, but no, asset-wise.
I feel like that's a bit disparaging. I think the Kings need to move on from Kevin.
I don't know if Kevin Huerter be involved in that deal.
The Zach LaVine deal?
Yeah, I think it's sounding like it's just a straight salary dump. And now you got to get salaries to match up, but maybe you get a Sasha and Duarte, and maybe Herter's involved or whatever, right? But Huerter might not even be playing for you.
I feel like you got to involve Huerter.
Probably so, money-wise.
If you're going to leave anyone, leave the because they have Herter, Barnes, and multiple first round pick future draft picks. It doesn't say first.
But now that Malik is back, Herter's a guy that's not even probably not even in your plans. Like he, not that he's bad, but he's not. Where's his minutes coming from?
That's what I said. You include Herter in this.
I'm agreeing, but you're saying like that's kind of harsh or diminishing Herter.
No, I'm not talking about Herter.
Oh,
I was talking about Harrison.
Oh,
I was talking about Harrison because, you know, one of the concerns about Zach LaVine is his how many games is he going to play? Mm-hmm. I know Harrison's probably playing 82, and we can be upset at like how Harrison plays in those 82. But for a lot of those 82, he's going to do something that's going to help the Kings win. Like mm-hmm. he's going to be available. He's going to be on the floor. He's going to be a leader to a certain degree. I don't want to say that's for nothing. Like you're losing a guy who plays night in and night out for you. That's something.
Oh yeah, that's who I was thinking. I wasn't considering a deal with Harrison.
Yeah, I wouldn't want Harrison in this deal.
Yeah, I wouldn't consider him.
But wouldn't be the deal breaker either. Because you could want a salary dump if you want to, but we still have to make. You know, we're not a team that has, you know, $30-40 million in open cap space or $20 million in open. We have to shed salary in order to make this work.
Yeah, there.
Which is probably why Philadelphia is in, because Philadelphia you could have a true salary dump.
Yeah,
but that's not. It doesn't appear that Philadelphia is even remotely interested in that.
Well, I'm not. I guess the biggest thing with me is I'm not out on Zach LaVine.
That's fine.
I think a lot of people are like, nah, I'm not out. He's not my first choice, but I'm not out on him. And if the deal were to happen for Zach LaVine, I think it could be a positive.
Okay. What do you think about what Kamara shared with us a few minutes ago? Maybe the market for Kyle Kuzma, because it's worth expanding on that a little bit. I don't think it's just us that have recognized Kyle Kuzma's deal's not that bad.
It was a secret.
We have a great group of, you know, fans who really I don't think we're the only ones who have spotted this. I also don't think Monty McNair and Wes Wilcox, should they actually have interest in Kyle Kuzma, I don't think they're the only general managers who have noticed this. So having a Kenny Caraway bidding war, if you will, having multiple suitors for Kyle Kuzma shouldn't come as a surprise at all to anybody. But as Kamara was laying out there, like, who are those suitors and what do they have to offer? And more importantly, because we could talk about what you have to offer. That doesn't really matter. What you have to offer doesn't always matter in these situations. It's more, what does Washington want to do? Mm-hmm. And this ties in with what you were talking about Chicago a second ago. For what his contract is, a salary dump seems a little bit like the wrong term to use for Kyle Kuzma. But what exactly are you trying to do in Washington? Right. What's your 5-year plan, pal? Like, what are you expecting this team to look like moving forward? Hey, you got these nice little new district uniforms.
Those are nice.
All right, cool. Like, what's next? Oh, the stars. I always have a problem with the stars because it reminds me of Chicago. It's like, well, but I get it. Wizards, whatever. It's fine. I like the original ones that they did with the big district thing when John Wall was still there. But outside of your uniforms, what are you guys doing? And
I don't know. Do they have they got a new GM, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's this
last
this,
year.
Last year. They should be trying to wipe the slate clean with that team.
Well, they did. They started with Wes. They started with, I don't mean to laugh, yeah. that they started with the coach.
Yeah.
And it's okay. Like,
get all
what
the
are you
contracts
doing now?
Off. I would leave Jordan Poole. You know what I mean? I would leave one of Kuzma or Jordan Poole. Like, you can leave one of those guys there. But I'd be trying to stink this year, make a good draft. If you could add a draft pick, that may be one of the aces in the hole for the Kings, is they have a lottery pick. Maybe there are other teams with lottery picks that's that's willing to deal for Kyle Kuzma, but maybe not, right? Like, they have a lottery pick that they're willing to give up for a guy like Kyle Kuzma, and that may be one of the things that moves the Kings up towards the front of the line and guys they want to deal with, because if you're the Wizards, you're looking for expiring contracts and as many draft picks as possible. And the Kings, they got some of that. They don't have the most, but they got some of that.
I wonder who the – let me go over here and take
a – man, I just thought about something. Okay. I know where he might be crazy at.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, see?
Oh, God. I hope not. That's not what I thought you were going to say. Man, I hope not.
That'd be crazy.
Because Kamara did say the East and the West, and I guess I'm Kenny Caraway today. I thought about New York. Who has the...
Well, if they got OG, they wouldn't
that's right. Kyle. Yeah. Miami. I can't figure out who the team would be, because I don't think... Just looking at these... Maybe Cleveland gets involved here.
Cleveland has some players.
Maybe Milwaukee. Play.
I don't know if they have the expiring deal.
Yeah, I don't know that, unless they're one out of the Bobby Portis.
And your original point was, it's hard to decipher what the deal might look like, because we need to know what Washington's looking for. Whereas I'm just assuming, and I'm doing about how I would look at it. I would want like expiring contracts or close to it, and draft capital. And that, and if we're looking at teams, maybe that's what we should be looking at. Who can give that combination to like beat the Kings?
Of course, it feels like Oklahoma City can beat virtually any deal.
They can put players in the deal if they need to.
Yeah, looking at Dallas, Phoenix, and yeah, again, it boils down to how we started this conversation, is what does Washington want out of all of this?
You know who might be able to do something.
We're ruining Malik Monk Day, by the way. This is just absolutely killing Malik Monk.
We're going to turn it back up in just a second, but you know who might be able to do something? Damn. Oh, man. San Antonio wants Kuzma.
So, okay, help me out there. One, that doesn't scare me. I mean, good for them. Like, it makes it good for them. But what do you see that looking like?
That's like off the top of my head. That's like Keldon Johnson, and they got the fourth.
Yeah, if they're moving off of Keldon Johnson, then you're flirting with the wash at that point.
Nah, Kuzma better than Keldon Johnson.
Yeah, sure, that's fine, but not monumentally better. He's better. That's fine.
If Keldon Johnson is, we'll do it 2K ratings. If Keldon Johnson's a 78, Kuzma's probably a 88.
You think they're that drastic?
Yeah, I think Kuzma's, okay. Not saying that you didn't.
Well, you can explain
better
this to Keldon Johnson when he's traded here. Man,
but they could throw. And they don't even have to throw in Keldon Johnson, but the only reason I'm looking at, because we're talking about assets, they can take whatever low expiring they have, and they got the fourth and the eighth pick. I'm not saying trade them both, but you can choose between one of those two.
I forgot.
You can choose between one of those two and give that to Washington.